Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thank you for sitting with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Donald Jordan's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Donald's a new friend. He's the founder and the owner of a real estate investment firm there in his great part of the great state of Georgia. He's the author. He's written a number of novels, and his new one is called Happy Lightning. And he's here to talk to us about that word, happiness. And not only happiness, but also, I'm going to use the word legacy. Will anybody remember you? Will anybody care after you're gone? Donald Jordan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
It's good to have you here. Well, I have another friend, another member of my brain trust. His name's Donald Hunter. I guess I had his name on my mind. So, Donald, this novel that you wrote, Happy Lightning, is all about a guy who tries to get his life in, as I understand it, his life is he's just about to get his life together, and then life happens and it changes his plans, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. The Happy Lightning has a meaning, which you will find out when you read the book. But Neil Austin, the protagonist of Happy Lightning, is a young man who kind of falls into a business demand to support family, but that's not really what he wants to do. He has an ambition to do things that would be more meaningful and significant in his life, and he goes through the book pretty much so, and the anguish between that conflict of
between obligation and his dreams.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Sounds a little bit autobiographical, Donald.
Well, people have accused me of that, and some of it is.
Because I know a little bit about you, Donald, and this sounds a little autobiographical. Tell us about
that. Well, this is not really my autobiographical novel. That will come later.
Well, we're working up to that one, though. This is the prequel to that, right?
You might say that. that happened to me. I inherited a family. My father became ill when I was 16. He had cancer, and I inherited a family of four and became the daddy, you might say, at age 16. But at age 14, I had decided that I had to write. I felt a calling to be a writer. So it was quite a few years of conflict for me.
Well, I can relate a little bit when I look back on my life, when you think about the conflict that you had, what were you thinking? Were you thinking? And a lot of small business owners, there are a lot of people out there right now, Donald, listening to you, who probably grew up in a small business and took over the reins when parents moved on, and they might like to have done something else.
I find
that happens a lot, doesn't it?
I think it does. I believe that some of us are perfectly happy to do a 9-to-5 job, go home and have a beer and watch TV, but there are a good number of people out there, I do believe, who are more or less caught up in the economic necessities, who really would like to do something more lasting, for which they will be remembered.
Well, and there's also people out there who are listening who got children, they got family, they got a job, and they'd like to be doing something else. They'd like to be following their dream, but they've got the obligation of the family, and they just can't go out on their own right now. They don't feel like they can because it's just too risky for the family, and that's a conflict for them, isn't it?
It is a conflict, and really, I guess it's redundant to say we have to find a balance. I understand that you can't always pursue your dreams or your vision because of your obligations, but you can hang on to them.
Yeah,
I think that pursuing your vision or your dreams is a necessity. You never give up, and you try to find a happy balance between those two pulls.
Sometimes life kicks you in the pants, doesn't it? I mean, I was a good employee for 23 years, all the way up through to the executive level, But all the time, I wanted to have my own business. Didn't exactly know what I wanted it to be. I just knew that I was too opinionated to be an employee for the rest of my life. And I got downsized twice in the 80s. And the second time, I said, do I want to get my resume out again? And then I said, no, I don't need help screwing up my life. I could do that by myself. And I literally, with two kids and two mortgages, I literally sat down and designed a business card and went out and I started my consulting business. The day, 5 minutes after I got downsized the second time, I started my business. And at that point, I said, I know I've got this family, but at some point, you got to believe in yourself, don't you, Donald?
Yes, you do, and you can never quit, never give up. You always believe that you... Well, let me back up a little bit.
That's the mark of a true entrepreneur, isn't it?
That's right.
Against all odds.
I think we all have a gift, and we all have a desire to express ourselves and to be remembered for something worthwhile, and we can do that pretty much so without... Going into full-time service, we can visit the hospitals, or we can plant trees, or we can paint or write. So there's something we can do that's outside the demands of economics, really.
So you're saying even if you feel trapped maybe in one area of your life, that shouldn't dominate all of your life. You can vent your passion or whatever in other ways?
I think so. I know that it was very difficult for me to find the time to do what I wanted to do with the business I was trying to establish and build. So I had to put in about 100 hours a week doing that, and that's difficult for anybody, especially people with children who need quality time, or grandchildren, if you will. But I think that we pursue our passions, and if we don't know what they are, we just listen and learn and try to experience the moments of happy
life. Listen. Who do we listen to?
We listen to our hearts. Not all of us can have our names on a building or a highway, but each individual matters, in my opinion. Every life counts, and we cannot always do the things we would like to do that would be a great legacy for our children and grandchildren, but we can all love one another and leave a legacy of love to our families, and that is what Neil learns ultimately throughout his struggle.
The protagonist in your novel, Happy Lightning. I like what you said about listening. I like what you said about that whole thought you just had. I want to pursue that a little bit more after these messages, and I want to add the availability. I want to add the concept of availability to that. When we come back, we're gonna get Donald Jordan to help us figure out a way so that we leave a legacy. We leave something that people will remember us by.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.